Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You are listening to the replay edition of the Truth Speaker Show from the 17th of the 6th, 2024. You can listen to a replay live stream edition of tonight's show from 10 p.m. and Saturday from 2 p.m. Due to copyright restrictions, we're unable to have the full show up on permanent replay, so be sure to catch them on their live stream for the full Truth Speaker experience. My show live streams on Monday and Thursday, 1 p.m., with a replay of both shows, 10 p.m. that same night. Check out our website, realitycheck.radio/truth-speaker, for replay times and more information about the Truth Speaker Show. Modi order.
You're listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want it.
I want to be free. Free. Don't want to be judged. Don't want to be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was born to accept you.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need
truth. Here, the truth is here. I want
the truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
And we are all go here on the Truth Speaker Music Show. My name is Tobias Tahi, and this is, of course, RCR Reality Check Radio. I'm going to start today's show with an email which I think will set the tone for the majority of today's show. This email was from last Monday's show, in which I went against all odds, wore my heart on my sleeve, and went in. This email is from Tony. Come on, Tobias, more the scaremonger than truth talker. Bro, you would not be happy with anyone in power. You complained about Labour last year, now you're complaining about the coalition or anyone who stands up to be a politician. You should worry about your elite Māori who are stealing off all the tribes, the likes of Tamahere, Reid, Brian Tamaki, who all just want to line their own pockets at the expense of others. Same shit, different colour. Now, I really appreciate this email because you are right. I will go at every lying, two-faced, double-standard politician. The fact that people are now trusting politicians blows my mind. The fact that you support this government just because you're right-wing and the left don't like it, so therefore you like them because the left are standing against them and you can't be seen to agree with the left because you love being trapped within a political divide and conquer and used in a political game. Holding the government accountable isn't complaining, Eho. It is exactly what we should do, no matter who it is. This newfound pro-government trust the politician stance is becoming so cute. The fact that I'm watching people twice my age forget what politics and politicians are and is amazing. I was raised to never trust a politician, and I won't ever budge on that. If you support this coalition, then you of all people should be pressing them and making sure they do right by all people, because then that won't be seen as opposition supporters throwing their toys out the cot. It'll be this coalition's own voters ensuring that they do right. I'll never be a cheerleader of any government. So you're right. They are all part of a messed up system that is outdated and no longer working in a true democratic manner, yet hides behind the word democracy. Democracy is just a word when the people are struggling. And as for your elite Māori dribble, apparently elite Māori stealing off all the tribes. I'd love to know which iwi you are directly in connection with and how often you actually sit at the table of the inner workings of iwi and see how much help the people get. You have no idea what is going on in the background. I've outlined this before, but the argument against Māori is always money focused, which tells me you are a product of the capitalism system, which money is what matters. Money is how you measure worth. Money is what is most important. Money is God. You're regurgitating the same old Hobson Pledge Julian Batchelor narrative to create a psychological fear-based perspective that there's some elite Maori boogeyman out there to come and take you over, put you in chains, and send you off to slave camps. Which ironically is exactly what happened to my whānau for refusing to fight for the crown and was sent to Narrow Neck prison camp in Devonport. But that's another kōrero for another day. I appreciate your email though. I appreciate being challenged. I appreciate being called out and I love being disagreed with. It's healthy, it's needed, and it's what makes us human. Thanks again, Tony. I have a lot of emails to read out during today's show from last Monday's explosive show. Go check the replay if you haven't. If you have just tuned in, this is the Truth Speaker Music Show. My name is Tobias Tahi and you are listening to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If anything I say sparks your mind, triggers you, or you feel like reaching out for whatever reason, music requests, wisdom, thoughts, info, hit me on that text 2057 or email inbox at realitycheck.radio. Those songs all bring back powerful memories from my childhood, a time where things just seemed a lot easier, a lot less complicated. Life was different. And I blame the internet and social media for pitting us against each other and creating algorithms of division. I was watching a video the other day and it was a husband and wife proving exactly this. The wife had both of their phones on the same video, politically motivated video on Facebook. Now her phone by default showed all of the comments in support of whatever this video was saying. And his phone by default showed all of the comments in disagreement to what this video was saying, which is based off of previous scrolling and interaction data set to trigger the algorithm, set to trigger your brain's response, set to trigger your perspective, to trigger your stance, to trigger your perspective on the world based on biased majority-influenced perspectives. I was only a young child in the 90s, so either way, I think I would have been outside running amok. But for those of you who were adults in the 90s, before the internet, before social media, before the mind manipulation, aka the algorithm, I'm sure even if you were aware of politics, it was a healthy space. You had your opinions and then you carried on with life, often with someone whose opinion was different to yours. These days we have people who won't even sit in the same room as someone whose opinion is different to theirs, and we have actually become enemies. I remember hearing debates around the bonfire listening to my elders back in the 90s, and they would get heated. They would get passionate. Then they would laugh at each other, call each other a dickhead, and go for a surf together in the morning, and forget the conversation even happened. Now, obviously, they were friends, which does make it slightly different, but these days, family and friends are literally divided over politics, over ideological values and perspectives, over which lying, two-faced politician they support more. It's absolute insanity. I have started night classes recently, just upskilling myself in a certain area of my personal growth. And one of the other students turned up wearing a mask and to add to it had an LGBTQ plus rainbow lanyard for her keys. Now if I'm keeping it 100, I instantly judged her. My brain went straight to, look at this brainwashed woke loser. But then I stopped myself and double checked how indoctrinated that thought process and response actually is. I was being exactly what I was acting as if she was. Now she may be indoctrinated, or she may just be gay. She may have been sick, or she may have been paranoid about something the news said. But let's say she is completely indoctrinated, my automatic thought response and process is the mirrored version of that exact same indoctrination. It actually turns out, after chatting with her and engaging with the human, she is a beautiful, genuine, huge-hearted, wouldn't-hurt-to-fly, nice person who feels she is doing the right thing through her intention. Who the hell am I to see her through an indoctrinated, judgmental perspective looking at her exterior before I feel her heart and mind? But don't worry, I obviously still planted a seed or two and dropped some of my wisdom. But I also take time to learn why she feels what she feels. And this is the value of not being divided and becoming such judgmental pieces of shit over people who are, what we have labeled in a derogatory manner, woke, or simply see the world different to us. And yeah, I get the argument, but it's their conformity that allows the establishment to carry out the agenda and control us. But if we don't engage and build friendships and relationships with people who think differently, how can we ever learn why they think and feel what they feel? And how can they ever learn why you think and feel what you feel? Other humans who think differently aren't the enemy. But that's exactly what the government, the system, the establishment, politicians, and all of these agendas want you to feel, because that is the key factor to divide and conquer. April 26, 1992, there was a riot on the streets. Tell me, where were you? You were sitting at home watching your TV while I was participating in some anarchy. That line from that sublime song titled April 26, 1992 resonates with myself because it reminds me of all of the armchair activists, the social media heroes, the do-nothings but feel the sense of entitlement to call out those who are, the sense of entitlement that the world owes them something so they demand an answer to their dramatic bullshit, yet don't reciprocate any form of respect to answer questions themselves. But I have to ask, March 2nd, 2022, where were you? During our 23 days in Parliament, where were you? When thousands of us sacrificed everything to fight for this nation, you watched it from home, and now you do nothing but whinge all over social media, feeling as if you are the authority or relevant. I've had people who, I don't know who you are, we've never met, demand that I answer their questions. Social media demand. There is a big difference between that and the real world, because social media is a hive of toxic, weak people trying to feel relevant. But it's been a huge eye-opener recently, aligning with ideological values that the politically divided would call, quote, left. Because to see how the, quote, right, or truth and freedom navigate those they disagree with, it's yuck. And it is allowing me to get a full spectrum observation of how toxic all sides of the political divide have become, or maybe always were. And aroha mai if this offends you, but the most toxic people on social media attacking me are 50 to 60 year old plus European New Zealanders who, I'm assuming, don't have children in their care, have probably retired. Life's a bit slow. Maybe your life hasn't amounted to much and it's just you and your glass of wine or beer in the evening. You're stuck in your ways of thinking. You lack the ability to think any other way and you feel a sense of superiority going onto social media, desperately needing your voice to be heard, so you feel it is your entitlement as an elderly human to have a go at those in the spotlight trying their best to make a difference in this world who are in fact less than half your age, yet are having more impact in changing this world than you ever have, and you're now reflecting on your life, realizing you conform to it all for the majority and played your role in why the world is the way it is today, and have probably spent the last 2 years trying to untangle a lifetime of conformity. I'm not here to answer to anyone other than God and my tamariki. Ka pai? If you have just tuned in, this is the Truth Speaker Music Show. My name is, of course, Tobias Tahi, and this is RCR Reality Check Radio. If you want to reach out to me for whatever reason, your song requests, your complaints, your words of wisdom, your knowledge, or to bring anything to my attention, don't hesitate to do so. 2057 is the text or email inbox at realitycheck.radio. I have another message right here from last Monday's explosive show. This message is from Tim. Enjoying listening to Tobias Tahi talk today. This is what I want from RCR, challenging voices, speaking from the heart. Don't agree with everything he says, but glad he's on RCR to say it. Enjoy listening to his perspective, and hopefully he sticks around. Cheers from Tim. I appreciate that message, Tim. As I outlined in my rant last Monday, I do not plan on going anywhere, as that would be running from a challenge to shift, be, and make a change. I appreciate that message, Tim, and I appreciate you listening to the Truth Speaker Show. I'm going to finish today's show with some feedback from last Monday's controversial show, which felt like a weight was lifted off of my shoulders. Although random people started coming out of the woodwork with messages of anger, public drama on social media, emails to the station with Karenism attacks, That all means nothing compared to my conscience attacking me and my ancestors disappointed in me, not to mention in the future my tamariki, if they ever look back and wonder where I stood and what I said when I felt deeply about something, they will see Dad didn't toe the line. And Dad became public enemy number one by standing for what means absolutely everything to me. So that means more than any possible attacks. If you didn't hear the show, check out the replay from the 10th of June on the website and app. All right, let's dig into the truth box. Why does that sound like an honest hooker's name? Anyway, the truth box, where my mail is. Let's read some messages from the show, from that show, sorry, on the 10th. This message is from Jörg, if you're German, or Jörg, if you're not, brother. I don't have my if I absolutely butchered your name. Hey Tobias, please stay with RCR and be that black sheep. I admire your stand for truth and freedom and everything great in your Māori culture. A heartfelt plea coming from a European who immigrated to NZ almost 50 years ago. Love you, brother. Jörg. Powerful, my brother. That is kotahitanga. That is the unity that needs to happen between Māori and non. And it is okay for us to reference each other as that because that's what we are. It's not divisive, as people have started to claim. It's simply us being exactly what we are. You're European, I'm Māori, and that's effing cool. Thank you for your tautoko, your support, brother Jörg. I'm here to stay, and it's people like you who get why I have the approach that I do, that I do it for. All right, this next message is from Gordon from Palmerston North. Hello, Tobias. Much respect and kudos to you, bro, from one white listener who is a distant relative of Robert de Bruce, King of Scotland. Thank you for speaking your mind and truth. I myself don't want to see New Zealand descend into racial division. We need to come together and work together. Gordon, Palmerston North. Great music, by the way. Yeah, brother, I hear you and I appreciate this email. What I do appreciate within it may seem like nothing to others, but the way Gordon referenced himself as white, without feeling like it's a negative or doesn't hold its own powerful history. It's just him simply being who he is and being cool with it and not feeling like who he is an attack on who someone else may be. Which I feel often happens when someone is proud of their heritage or culture, someone who isn't feels like it's an attack on theirs. The other point that Brother Gordon sparked for me is, as much as we are all one, to a certain extent, on the flip side, we simply aren't. We aren't all the same. We are all different. Our different cultures hold different values, depth, historical pathways, whakapapa, different perspective, different ways of doing things, and different needs. We aren't one. We are many. We are different. And it's the celebration, respect, admiration, honoring, and coming together within those differences of each culture that makes great nations. It's the celebration of each person, each bloodline, to make complete nations, not one. One people reminds me of a bunch of NPCs that are just all the same robotic, easily controlled, conforming slaves to the system. No, we are all different, and that is okay. In fact, it's our differences that make humanity beautiful. It's our differences that we need to celebrate and see within each other. We aren't all one. We aren't all the same. Thank you, Brother Gordon, for sparking my mind to go off on that inspired kōrero. All right, next up we have a message from Nameless. It reads, is Tobias, I do want to note here, not even a hi or a hello or any form of respect. It goes back to that entitlement that I spoke on earlier. Anyway, is Tobias Māori only, or like the majority of Kiwi families, a blend? I wonder, his radicalness put me off today. Great question. I am also Dutch. So just wait to see what I do with that bloodline combination. Stay tuned. Also, I'm not a Kiwi. I'm not a timid, flightless bird who only comes out at night. I think we should all be karirea, our native falcon. The way those things dominate the sky and fly around like nothing can stop them, that is more my representation. And if being a bit more hardcore than the other RCR hosts is called radical or extreme, that's cool. We live in a crazy time where cuddles and catering for each other's weaknesses isn't going to change the world. I will, however, operate with respect and genuine intention along that path. But if I'm going to protect my whānau, my tamariki, and possibly even this nation at some stage from what is coming down the pipeline, then I'm going to have to get a bit radical. We all are, while still moving with integrity and honour for all people. I would love to know what exactly you perceive within my show to be radical, so I can drum it home even harder. Appreciate you standing and speaking your truth with your message, eho. Kia ora. Next up, I have a message from a Foundation member and her husband. I will, however, blank out the name of the other host that I mentioned in this email out of integrity and the fact that I haven't stood by my own advice and spoken to him directly. I live by a standard don't talk about unless you have spoken to first. This message reads, "Thank you, Tobias. I couldn't agree more. My partner and I are Foundation members, and we often say when we hear," insert other names host here, "are on a bit of a Māori bashing. RCR wouldn't be the same for me if you weren't there. Honestly, sometimes I'm embarrassed to wear my RCR merch in public. I hope they don't think I agree with the anti-Māori sentiment on the station. Aroha ki a koe, Tobias. Absolutely love your slots on RCR. Kōrero puno, whakamuwai. This means everything to me. To hear and feel you're at times embarrassed to wear your RCR merch for the same reasons I feel what I feel outlined on last Monday's show means everything to me, that someone's heart and mind resonates with the exact perspective as mine and reinforces why I felt guided to speak the way I did last Monday. I nearly pulled the pin on speaking that right at the last minute, but I felt guided and driven by something greater than myself, and I felt it had to be said. And with the feedback like this, it tells me I wasn't just speaking for myself, my tamariki and my tūpuna, but obviously for you and other listeners also. It's a difficult mountain right now to get people to stop looking at Te Ao Māori through a political lens and actually hear what it is we are trying to say and achieve. But I won't stop speaking it into reality. My tamariki are relying on me, and so are yours." This next message is from Tony. "To Tobias, thank you for speaking up and thanks for clarifying what you mean by colonial system. I've tried to learn Te Reo Māori but really struggle as I have a learning disorder. I just keep adding to my vocabulary bit by bit. I believe love, unity and consideration is what will get us through. It's difficult though when there's so many divisive voices. Kia kaha, Tony." Kia ora, Tony. Yeah, colonization is a difficult one to navigate when speaking on because there is an automatic defense or some people feeling they are being attacked, which is interesting considering colonization was once something the Crown's colonial expanders were proud of, which makes me wonder what changed. But the word has become a tool of division and a derogatory term in some aspects. However, as I outlined, I don't use it as an attack on non-Māori, more an attack on the Crown, the system, and the iron fist we live by. The fact you are trying to stand in the power of Te Reo Māori with a learning disorder is so powerful. Thank you for not being caught in the indoctrinated anti-Māori division this nation has been spoon-fed. You are truly powerful to be able to see past that and not shying away from wanting to stand with this nation's cultural identity due to the division some Muppets cause. Ngā mihi nui, Tony. Thank you. And to round this off, we have a powerful message from someone who always has my back and understands where I come from and stands through all that I do. This message is from Heather, a Truth Speaker regular. Kia ora, Tobias. Fabulous stimulating kōrero RE Māori wisdom and creating a more holistic, community-centered system for our nation's management. I love your passion and that you stand in your power. You speak from your heart and are doing a fantastic job. Hei whakaputanga would be wonderful. We were one whānau in our beautiful Freedom Village, and that's where I first heard about Hei whakaputanga and was inspired. It gave me hope. I'd love you to talk more about how beautiful life could be. You are absolutely in the right place, Tobias. We need to hear you. I love most of the music, but I listen primarily to hear your truth. I look to you for guidance when I hear anti-Māori sentiment. Your voice is powerful, and we are creating a better world. Hearts and minds are opening, and our country will lead the way. I read recently that ACC claims from Rongoā Māori treatments doubled last year, and 41% of them were non-Māori. So more people are choosing ancient Māori wisdom. I am inspired by Dame Fina Cooper's vision of Aotearoa, where all our people can live together in harmony and unite in a highway to the future that is built on the best of both Māori and Pākehā, alone and divided. Cannot build a secure... Sorry, let me rewind that back. Aroha mai, Heather. Māori and Pākehā, alone and divided, cannot build a secure and happy future for Aotearoa. We have to appreciate the best in each other at the highest levels, share our knowledge and vision. I wish Dame Fina Cooper was here now. With aroha, Heather. There is honestly not a lot I can add to that, Heather. You get it. You see it. You live it. As soon as we stop seeing each other through political lenses and see the human, the morals, the intention, the sooner we can bridge that gap and move forward. Aroha nui, Heather. Thank you. If you want to reach out, don't hesitate no matter what it is. 2057 is the text. Inbox at realitycheck.radio is the email. I will be back Thursday for some more music and a sprinkle of my perspective, thoughts, truth, wisdom, and maybe a bit of controversy. Moody order.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.